Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Martin Dressler from Salem Lutheran Church in Blackjack, Missouri. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. And when Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had made an opening, they let the bed down on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose, and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. O Lord, have mercy on us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. I love these two brief accounts. It's early days in Jesus' ministry, and what do we see here? Well, many things. We certainly see that Jesus is no ordinary human being. He has power and authority that no one in Capernaum has seen before. He heals the limp and withered legs of a paralytic. That's power. And more than that, he does not just announce the possibility of forgiveness, he actually forgives the sins of that man lying prone on his mat. That's authority. We see a similar kind of thing in his calling of Matthew. "Follow me." It's the same brief command Jesus gave to his first disciples as they mended their nets on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. "Follow me." Why did they all drop their nets and go? Why did Matthew leave the coins piled up in towers on his desk? Some say it was because Jesus' reputation had preceded him. They already knew him, so they were prepared to follow him. Well, that could be, but the Bible doesn't suggest anything of the kind. Instead, what we see is the power of Jesus' word. He speaks, and stuff happens. He says, "Follow me," and those first disciples follow. So yes, we marvel at the power and authority of Jesus, but there's another side of these accounts that always makes me marvel in a different way. We see not only the power of God here, but where God chooses to be. Jesus does not become a hermit in the wilderness. He does not take refuge in the cave, away from the world, and demand that his followers abandon it too. No, where do we see God? We see him in the thick of things, because Jesus is in the thick of things. He surrounds himself with crowds of the sick, sick in body and sick in heart, sick with all the brokenness that sin brings. That's where God is in Jesus Christ, and we see it most clearly in the climax of his mission, the cross. We, the church, are the body of Christ. That's what Paul calls us. If Christ places himself in the thick of things, where should we, his body, the church, be? Sequestered, isolated, closed in on itself to avoid the scandal and darkness of the dirt and the world? No. Jesus calls us to follow him, right into the thick of it all. And then when he returns, right into the joy of it all. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you have given your only Son as the sacrifice for sinners. Grant us grace to receive the fruits of his redeeming work with thanksgiving, and daily to follow in his way. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.